Tuesday night, Dvar Halacha.
With Mafrish Chala, when you Mafrish Chala, so it's to burn it. Minig is to burn it. The problem is burning it. You know, in the olden days, there were fires in the house. You had a fireplace. Yeah, you had fire. You took the piece of challah, you were mafrish, you tossed it into the fire. So the end of problem. Nowadays, it's there's potential problems. The challah that you mafrish, we're talking about, right? So it's in effect treif, right? Because it's also to eat. So it's an effect treif. So now everybody wants to know how to burn the challah. So some people, it's a problem. You can put it on the burner, you know, if you have a burner, and if it'll sit on the burner, the piece of challah, you're taking a small piece of kazayas, so it'll sit on the burner, you know, where the fire comes out of it. I don't know if every stove is the same way, but you can put it on the burner, and the burner, b'pashtus, is always self-kashering. So you can put it on the burner till it burns to a crisp, and then the burner self-kashers. Putting it on the grate, so that's one way. Then it could fall over and it could touch something. I mean, it's not a perfect solution. That's what I do, but it's not a perfect solution, apparently. People say this happened, that happened. If you touch it with a utensil, the utensil becomes treif. Unless you have a utensil that you always use to touch your challah with to make sure it doesn't fall off, and that's your treif for a utensil. Or you buy something, a poker or something, that you could use, and you know that's treif. To put it on the grate is a little more problematic. Many say that the grate pusher doesn't get hot enough to self-kasher. So if the challah touches the grate, and then it gets hot enough to be balea from the challah, so the grate is treif. Now, some people don't care if the grate's treif. They always have treif grates, milchiks, fleishiks, but some people try to keep separate. They try to keep the grates kosher. So if it touches the challah, you have a treif a grate, which they don't want to have. You could easily lechor a kasher any treif grate by holding it over the fire and having it certainly get red hot and get hot enough that way. Okay, some people use tin foil, meaning they'll wrap the challah up in tin foil. Challah, we're talking about hafreshes challah, not the challah that you eat Friday night. We're talking about the challah that you mafresh challah, the way the Torah uses the term. Some people wrap it in silver foil with the reasoning being that it'll burn, but if it touches something, so the belia doesn't go, there's no belia through the tin foil, it's not wet, so it doesn't go through the tin foil to treif up something else. So it will burn eventually, and the tin foil will protect it from emitting a belia onto, let's say, the grate. Some people even put it in the oven and they wrap it in tin foil. Other poskim are very unhappy about that, and don't recommend. Certainly not the oven. The oven's more problematic because you have the whole oven and recha milsa, and it's probably not kedai to burn in the oven even with tin foil. So maybe many people do it. Come ask a shaila. Some people don't want to bother with the whole thing. They say, well, leave me alone, and they just double wrap it like they do truma. You double wrap it, you throw it out. Put an asik. Some people keep it in the freezer, and they're going to burn it erev Pesach. And those are the people that always inevitably use it by mistake and call up with a shaila. They didn't realize what it was. They thought it was the cookie dough that they prepared, and now they mixed up the cookie dough in the freezer with the challah in the freezer. In my neighborhood in Sanhedria, around 2 months ago, they started a place, a box, like a Seamus box. In the street, a Seamus, so they have a challah box. And everybody throws the challah into there, and around once every 2 weeks, they take it and they burn it. They make a fire and they burn it, which is the easiest way. The problem is with our modern appliances, so we don't have fires in our houses anymore in a way that he can just toss in the challah. So that's why these problems exist. Okay, that's it. Ask a shayla if you want.